Aww, he's sleeping so peacefully. It'll be a shame if something would ruin that. Baby, wake up. That never gets old, Nya. You're just too weak to my trickery, even in your sleep. Well, I can't fault you for being peeved at me. It looked like you were really enjoying your beauty sleep. Too bad it was time to get up. It's bad to have your mate sleep the afternoon away, you know? What? Hey! There's no time for going back to sleep again, hon. Your kitty's needy. And she's in need for your ass to get back up. No! There's no 5 more minutes, bub. You tend to your kitty and let her show you what she wants. Or she teases you senseless, whispering sweet nothings into your ear until you can't take it anymore. That's more like it, cutie. So, are you wide awake yet? Because I wanted to let you know about today. And what's on the agenda, Nya? So, human, do you recall the last time I told you about the storm yesterday? The one looking to be headed this way? Well, that storm is special, Nya. A snowstorm went through us overnight while we were all cuddled up in bed. Guess who's gonna accompany me on such a rare day? Oh, ha ha, very funny, mister. Now, quit goofing around and put on your coat. It's gonna be chilly outside, but I assure you, the fun we'll have out there will be all worth it. Now hurry, Yishmuk. We have Winter Wonderland to explore. Feast your eyes, human. Winter has come to my forest, and it is nothing short of beautiful. Is it not, Nya? Eh? So you've noticed? You're pretty observant, huh? I am a bit more eager than usual. Just walk with me, okay? I have something to show ya. So, snow. It's obvious it's very rare around these parts. Especially when it comes to my forest. I don't know exactly why that's the case, but I've read a few texts to give me an idea as to why. Yeah, it's from the stash of texts that I found lost and lying around my forest from other travelers. The one I read was from a book of the arcane. Apparently, most forms of magic disrupt the weather patterns, or something in the area, including my illusionary magic. On a side tangent, it is kind of a passion of mine to learn about the complexities of elemental magic and one day harness that power. As much as I love growing my forest, it does take so long for it to grow, and it uses a bit of my mana reserves to get it growing. No, I won't use it to rule the world. Although, if I did, I'd have everyone cook the best dishes of fish for me. Now wouldn't that be a paradise? Oh, come on! It's a good idea, and you know it. Plus, if you were the ruler of a nation, wouldn't you want good food 24/7? Oh, I know what you really want. You'd like to see me and my sisters in your palace, all ready to serve you, huh? Deny all you want, but I've lived with you for long enough to know that you'd enjoy being surrounded by more of me. That, and I know you'd shower us all with affection, like you have with me. Just know, if that possibility were to happen, I call dibs on being your queen. So, where were we before the tangent? Something about the weather or something? Oh yeah. To put it bluntly, snow is incredibly rare here. Yep. Oddly enough, it's rare here. But when it does come down on my little forest, it's the most wonderful event, yeah? And I love that it came around this year, when I have you, so you can experience this with me. You could say I love snow. As playful as I could be, this time of year, with this weather, is the best. Yeah, you have a right to be suspicious of me too. After all, this weather is also a prime time for mischief. I could throw snow in your face, and you'd be none the wiser. Or I could dump your head in the snow as punishment for being such a tease to me. Who knows when you're with me? Oh, yeah. We're almost there. It's the same clearing from where I first met you. But I want to show you just how pretty it is now. That, and show you a new spot within it. Mm-hmm. recognize the place yet? Looks different, huh? All the trees are bare of leaves, encased in ice, and covered in icicles, while the ground's completely covered in white. Have you seen a more beautiful sight? Oh, come on. I most definitely wasn't trying to fish for compliments, yeah? What do you take me for? A mischievous cat? That's what I like to hear, hun. Now, just follow me. I have something to show you. Bet you hadn't seen this little hidden clearing when we met, huh? Yep. Your eyes don't deceive you. Those are mushroom trees, twisted trees, and weird-looking shrubs. Welcome to my secret garden, cutie. This is where I grow most of my exotic plant life. Shelved away in this neck of the woods. It's also where I practice most of my illusionary magic. Why don't you go explore the place on your own, yeah? I'm sure you'd like to take a quick look around, especially since it's not something you'd normally see in a forest. Or anywhere, really. Oh, and don't mind the mushrooms. They're not poisonous or anything. Oh, nothing. I'll just stick by over here once you're done looking. I want to see the wonder in your eyes from what I've created and grew. You'd always look cute with that kind of expression anyways. Now, go on, hon. Take a look around. Keep going now, boy. Hey, human. Look behind you. Gotcha. Oh, you have no idea how long I've always wanted to do that to someone. Oh, your face is too priceless. Silly human. You should be more perceptive of your surroundings. Did you not expect me to fling snow your way? Or are you just getting rusty from your time away from your adventuring job? Hey, you all! Don't throw snow at your cat mate while she's laughing. What do you take me for, you schmo? Oh, that's it, mister. You will pay for that with my own volley of snow. Now, get your ass back here and accept your punishment, you schmuck. I've always wanted to do that, yeah? Who knew? A little scuffle in the snow can be so much fun! Eh? So it's called a snowball fight in your human culture. Huh. Well, I can see why so many enjoy doing this whenever it snows. Hey, that makes me curious now. What other things do you humans do in the snow? I doubt you just fling cold snow at each other. Huh? What you doing? Why are you moving your arms and legs on the ground? Look. Alrighty. Oh, it looks like an angel, if that's what you humans call it. Could use a pair of cat ears, in my opinion. So, what else do you do? Show me your ways, cutie. You're making a big snowball? I don't get it. Didn't we have our snowball fight not too long ago? Oh, we're building something. In that case, let me help out. If these kitty paws are good at one thing, it's packing clumps of snow together. Now, tell me what I need to do, hun. There. That's the last of the snow. So, why did you have me put two smaller balls of snow on top of the bigger one? Huh? Branches? Why'd you need that? Didn't we already build the thing? What else does this need? It looks like a small snow person. What do you call these things? I want to build one now. A snowman, huh? Well, I want to build one now. Specifically next to yours. Oh, it's for no reason. I just like seeing something I built next to your creation. Makes it look cute, you know? Well, you're the expert in this snowman building. Lend me a hand, will ya? There. So, we add sticks to the sides, right? It doesn't look right. We put the twigs at the sides and stuff, but it looks like it still needs something. Oh, I can use these pointy rocks to make them look like cute cat ears. And I could use this twig for the tail. There. Feast your eyes on the snow necko. I bet it looks much better than your snowman. Huh? Oh, shush. It does not look like I shoved a third arm up its rear end. It's a tail, not an arm. No fair! You get to tease me about my artistic choices when there's not much up for grabs to put onto my snowman. You don't see me teasing you, huh? What? It does not look fat, Nya. I had to put more snow at the base, so it doesn't fall apart. So what if it looks a bit chunky? Shut up. It's no fun whenever you tease the trickster at her own game. Wait, you actually like it? Are you saying that because you're dangerously close to not getting cuddles from me for the rest of the week? Or are you telling the truth? Oh. You like it then? You think it's cute? That's sweet, hon. I guess I won't revoke your cuddling privileges anytime soon. Not that you need permission from me anyways. Oh? What is the human doing now? Is he building yet another snowman? Or another obscure structure most would just stare at in confusion? I only kid, Schmuck. But what are you building anyways? A wall? So what? Are you planning on making a mini fortress of snow? Sounds like a daunting task, even for you. You could say I've heard of fortresses. Mostly made out of ice rather than snow. Although, I usually hear about them being built in the far north, beyond the mountains. Who knows who built them? Or if they exist at all? Point is, it might take a while to get all the snow to make an adorable little fortress for the two of us. So we might as well shelve this for tomorrow. Still, I'm impressed. You humans have a knack for building stuff. Much more than most I know. Maybe someday, you could build something in my forest to call your own, and we can share it. Yeah, humanity has quite the creative mind when it comes to building things. I'll give you all that. You and your fascination with building things. If I didn't know any better, I'd assume you would have been a grand architect, had you not followed the path of adventuring. That's true. Then you wouldn't have met me, and I'd still be on my lonesome. Oh well. There's not much use in dwelling in the past. Now I've got you by my side. As much as I like the snow in winter, it gets a bit chilly after a while. I can take playing out here for a bit longer, but I can tell you're getting a bit red after staying out here for so long. You can teach me the other stuff humans do with snow for tomorrow. I guess I've had my fill playing in the snow with you for today. It was fun, though. I hope you liked it just as much as I had. Glad you agreed. Now, we should get back to the cave. Warm food awaits us back home. How about we both cuddle by the fireplace with a cup of warm chocolate elixir? You call it hot cocoa. I call it warm chocolate elixir. Both mean the same thing, don't they? Yeah, we should head back. I hope you're in the mood for cuddling. Because I don't intend on keeping my kitty claws off of my favorite schmuck.